white
yes.
one.
Mm.
We have a problem with the Air Force.
Mm.
Yeah. Tuna ni kama sasa sisi
mm.
unangoja watu wanakutafutia ile nguo imeraruka raruka.
Mm.
We are not buying new
planes. Mm.
Tunangoja tu inchi zingine mtumba badala itupwe tunaletewa.
Mm.
Badala mtumba itupwe tunaletewa.
Mm.
Our Air Force imeua watu wengi.
Mm.
And maybe the killing of the general would assist us to question ourselves about ndege za jeshi.
Is supposed to detect political tension, like to come at you and help avoid it.
Mm-hmm.
Alafu DCI is supposed to be for criminal things mm-hmm. happening. Mm-hmm. But normally during protests, DCI on arrest watu. Mm-hmm. So, Izimbili, what's the difference and what's supposed to be the work?
Izimbili,
mm-hmm.
first of all, people, unakuja unakuta nini? If you expand portfolios,
mm.
you find that kuna overlapping.
Mm.
Kuna overlapping of portfolios.
Mm.
For example, in university,
mm.
so unaenda kutrain kuwa daktari.
Mm.
We ni mtu ya Minister of Health, but you are being trained by Minister of Education.
Mm.
So unakuja, aya, kuna huyu Mwaura na Hussein,
mm.
who is who.
Yeah.
So you find Hussein was State House.
Mm.
Maura is supposed to be the boss to Hussein.
Yes.
Because Hussein only... But Maura is supposed to coordinate all spokesmen mm. in all ministries. So, unakuja unakuta, there is no way you can have akili mpaka lazima kuwe na overlapping mm. of...
Yes.
Of what do you call? Overlapping
roles.
Mm. Roles do overlap.
Yes.
Now, there are some things that overlap within NIS
mm.
and DCI. But generally speaking, and that is the problem we have been having, that over 98% of the people, especially during my time,
mm.
over 98% of the people went to join intelligence. By then it was special branch.
Mm.
They joined the special branch without knowing what is happening.
Wow.
And I believe somebody in grade 7
mm.
should have an idea of what a DCI is and should have an idea of, so that... When you grow up, mm. my father was in DCI
mm.
and me, I was in NIS.
Mm.
So that when you grow up, you know the difference and you study, continue mm. that way.
Mm.
Now, what happens is this. When DCI,
mm.
they are more seen. NIS, they are not seen.
Yes.
And when DCI fails,
mm.
I mean, when the NIS fails,
yes.
that is when you notice them.
Mm.
When NIS does their job properly,
mm.
nobody mm. notices.
Mm.
But in 1 out of 1,000 times they fail, that is when we see. And that is when we now talk of. So, wakona finances, wakona ni.
Mm.
Because, let me count, since Uhuru became the president,
mm.
we had Westgate.
Mm.
We had Westgate. We had Dusit too.
Yeah.
We had the Malindi nini?
Peketoni.
Those are minor, but the one which I wanted to say
mm.
happened during the Nusumkate time when mm. when Kenya went to Somalia.
Yeah.
But let us talk of during generally let us talk of
Westgate and Dusit. Yes.
Up to now.
Mm.
Okay, Gen C, because Gen C intelligence didn't know what was happening.
Mm.
So for those 12 years,
mm.
they have only made mistakes rise.
Oh, okay.
But how many times have they
saved
the country?
Mm.
So in the intelligence, mm. you are only noticed when you fail.
Yes.
But when you do your proper work, people mm. start saying, "Hey, now there's a very big budget in this department."
Mm.
But they don't know that budget is used to keep us whatever we are doing.
Mm.
And for CID, we cannot say that there is an ideal time when people are relaxed.
Yes.
No. But on paper, we can say DCI are sleeping.
Mm.
Because first of all, a crime has to be has to occur. Now, when a crime occurs, like I steal this, and you decide not to report, so the crime has not occurred. You are, but you have to report that it has been, it has happened, and then they come to investigate.
Yes,
that is the ideal situation. So mostly, they concentrate on investigating crimes.
Okay,
that is a directorate or a department
criminal of investigations
of investigating crimes. But you see, there are some crimes which are political. There are some, for example, Turkana and Pokots. Turkana and Pokots, cat rustling and whatever, it has some political. Okay, you going to, if you come from where I come from and where you come from, if you go to a neighbor's place and steal a cow, that's a crime.
Yes.
But when Pokots go and steal animal from, there is also the political aspect of
it. Yeah.
So you find that that is when now the intelligence come in. And intelligence are supposed to foretell the government, like now, imaneno agency, they are supposed to tell the government that imaneno ya mtu kujionyesha kona saya 5 million, it is bringing problems. These people, they are even supposed to tell the government that they may breach and enter the parliament. So, and they are coming around 50,000. So why can't we look for 20,000 askaris? So that you go there. And that is why Japheth Koome, I think it was Japheth Koome or something, or Bungei, or both, who said that if they would have gotten
intelligence,
maybe they would have acted different. So the intelligence people are supposed to be there. And I know you want to ask me how would intelligence officers penetrate Gen Z. It is very easy. It's very easy. You just go to the internet, you look at the people who are active in the whatever, you recruit them, pay them something, then they tell you, tunapanga hivi. Then you ask them, now, what, in your opinion, what can we do?
They say, to okay, stop this.
Yeah, we say,
Don't forget the mic.
The GNCs, if you sack Khwatenge as the inspector general, GNCs will cool.
Yeah.
Then you find Khwatenge is sacked.
Yeah. He's forced to resign. So, he resigns.
Yeah. So that is what happens. You, if there is, because you go by what people are doing. If there is a lot of activities in GNC, you look for them. No, and you see, the easiest way to look for them is even the Nini intelligence officer.
Yes.
Because which age group is there that is not in there? It is only my age group which is not there. Because once he reaches 60, he retires. But then you recruit twice. First of all, we have the, because when I was employed, when I joined the special branch, I was 23 years old. I was the GNC of that time.
Yes, yes.
So there is there's the 23 people of this year. You enter there. There are two types of recruitment. You recruit him to be an intelligence officer. And two, you also talk to those people who are there. And that is why you find that NIS has a very big budget. You just go and recruit somebody, say, tupa tu maneno kama wengine, tupa tu, and then tell us what is happening. But you see, even nowadays, hatukuwa tunaingia kwa vijana with an intention of finding who is the ringleader to shike. Okay, that is the training.
Yes.
But in practice, unajua moya anasema, amuja shika ta mtu moja. But training was that unaingia huko, and then una nini? Unawaondoa, ni kama they become like now. They don't want Khwatenge to be the inspector general.
So, okay.
Become,
yeah.
That is so. And then I talked of overlapping. I was in charge of criminal intelligence.
Yes.
Criminal intelligence in Rift Valley. na nilikuwa nimetuma recommendation nyingi nikiwa kazini kwamba hiyo department inatakana ikue kwa DCI but not NIS.
Yes.
Criminal intelligence ni wale unatuma wakora. Saa zingine hata unatuma wasichana. Wasichana kama barmaid or anything wana befriend wakora. Then yeye anajua siku fulani
kuna wizi.
Ama siku fulani unajua bunduki wanazificha huko. Wanaficha kwa kutuseme kwa shamba. Wakisha zificha wanangoja siku ya nini? Ya wizi. Tuseme like kesho ndio wataenda kufanya robbery. So ndio wanatoa hiyo bunduki kule wamechimba kwa shamba. I don't know why kwa ndizi. Wanapenda kuficha kwa ndizi. Sasa wakilete, huyo msichana anakuambia siku fulani ndio wameilete, wameweka kwa nyumba, then mnafanya raid.
Yes.
So ndio utakuja ukute, nilikuwa nasema that department ilikuwa ni better iwe kwa DCI. But then wakati nilitoka, kuna watu wa DCI kadhaa walichukuliwa, wakapelekwa kwa School of Intelligence, wakafundishwa, and then there is a department called CIU, CIU, Criminal Intelligence Unit, ambayo ilianzishwa na Moses Lubisia, ambapo ilikuwa Criminal Intelligence Unit. Although he got promoted naka, lakini alikuwa ametoka kwa intelligence.
Yes.
So it was good for him to be seconded to the DCI. Na wakati aliendelesha ikashika moto, then akaenda akakuwa, I think OCPD Kayole.
Okay.
So that is what I was saying, that I was in charge of criminal intelligence. Na criminal intelligence iko na a lot of things, because as ingine kuna njia nyingi, and that is why you find in short utakuta budget ya NIS ni kubwa kushinda ya general duty. Okay, watu wanapenda kuita regular police, but it is called general duty.
Yes.
Wana budget kubwa kushinda general duty. Because NIS are supposed to be on top of things. Wajue ni nini inaenda kutendeka kabla itendeke.
Yes.
Tumesema kwamba on a few occasions do sit,
investigate. Yeah, vitu zinafanyika.
Lakini in most cases wanazuia. So unakuja unakuta wana infiltrate a lot of money. Hii vitu agency walikuwa na complain at, oh,
anonymous, ilikuwa confidential.
Confidential budget.
Yes.
Yeah, confidential budget. If I can explain in a very simple manner. Kwa mfano kuna vile wizi inatendeka pale fulani. So you unaenda unatafuta waizi. Na unajua CID waki take over. It's usually risky, because CID wakionekana, so unajua waizi watajua kwamba tumejulikana, so they'll be very careful.
Yes.
So intelligence are supposed to monitor how to an extent that, for example, vile nimepeana mfano msichana na kupa information kwamba my boyfriend atalete bunduki siku fulani Wednesday jioni, alafu Thursday wataenda kuiba bank fulani. Suppose that day ifike uende na hawajalete, labda uende ufike 1 hour before alete. You have pre-warned them.
Yes.
And you see, these people have got to be paid well. They have to be paid well. Not on production. Not on production. Sasa unajua ukiambia mtu informer, every time unaniletea information, unakupatia 1,000. Atapiga stories zingine zile zinaitwa stranger than fiction. So don't tie
stories ajaba.
Don't tie payment to production
information. Yes.
No, ile kitu iko tu namweka. Na tena I don't pay him so much and don't pay him so little. Because inatakana umlipe mingi. Lakini sasa ukikuta mtu anakaa maisha na anaanza kununua gari na nini nini. Hawa kora wengine wanaanza kuinvestigate yeye, na mbona ameanza kutajirika hivi na hivi. So he should live comfortably. Na as you operate him, unamwambia sasa pia una monitor. Asiwe ni mtu anaanza kuishi maisha mengine, lifestyle nyingine ambayo itafanya ajulikane. So yeye anakuwa vizuri, ana operate vizuri. If it is a man or a woman, the spouse should not even know. The spouse should not even know that yeye ni informer or something. But anatakana lipwe vizuri anakaa. Then from there ana monitor kabisa, such that you don't overpay or you don't underpay.
Mm-hmm.
Na ukianza kuweka story ati kila wakati anatoa story unampa 1000.
Mm.
Atakuwa na kila wiki atakuwa na hata kila siku atakutengenezea ka story kazuri.
Yeah, yeah.
So as an intelligence officer you have also to understand that saa zingine story inakosekananga for a very long time.
Mm.
Yeah.
Oh,
that is why kuna is it 800 billion?
I got 800 million confidential, but ikwenasemekana this is attached to the office of the president. So you near NIS, yeah, office of the president.
No, ile kitu inatendeka.
Mm.
Ninaonea hawa NIS Ruma.
Mm.
Because they have to operate like us.
Yes.
But then they have to operate also differently.
Mm.
Kwa ajili sasa ukichukua hizo pesa zote,
mm,
upeleke Nyati House.
Mm.
It's a little problem. So utakuja ukute, by the way, in short, mm, NIS became part of the police, not police. Mm. Ndakutumia nini, before production, ndakutumia copy,
mm,
ya Kenya Gazette ya 1969,
mm,
ya kuonyesha, but even 1968, police officers who were in NIS, mm, were under the office of the president. You are free to kuiweka kwenye screen.
Okay.
Kwa ajili NIS budget yake iko kwa office of the president.
Okay.
Since
okay.
1968.
Oh, so that's why your confidential, yeah, budget.
Utakuta,
mm,
hata mshahara ya NIS. Okay, mm, nowadays wako tofauti, lakini unajua mimi tulikuwaga polisi.
Mm.
I was an inspector of police. So utakuja ukute kama hiyo nitakutumia,
mm,
inaonyesha kwamba so and so is a police officer,
mm,
of a rank of superintendent, but special branch office of the president, special, okay, branch office of the, mm, so utakuja ukute budget ikisomwa,
mm,
unasikia ministry fulani inapata pesa fulani, ministry fulani inapata pesa fulani,
mm,
NIS inakuwa covered under the president.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, kwa hiyo ndio ilikuwa shida na your confidential budget. I think,
yeah,
now for Gen Z's waliangalia,
mm,
hii ni 800 million,
mm,
ile tumepatia ma politician waende wanunue watch, wanunue wajua kuzo walikuwa, yeah, wanafanya vitu za ajabu sana,
mm,
of course, like one of the most what is it called suspicious things that, mm, ili happen in mwaka,
yeah,
ilikuwa juu ya General Logola,
yeah,
and I think I asked you last time, yes,
yeah, yeah,
and so paka leo people still criticize the Sun because, mm, the Sun,
yeah,
dismissed any notion of foul play.
Mm.
Yeah. Sasa juu kama umekuwa na ears on the ground watu wenyu mnaongea chochote kuhusu history ama ilikufa
tu. Ogola mimi naweza ongea on a professional manner.
Mm.
Kwanza ni taanza na Masinde Muliro.
Yes.
Masinde Muliro alikufa airport.
Mm.
And then his widow,
mm,
ambaye ni alikuwa South African Zulu.
Mm.
Wakati watu waliendaenda hivi na hivi,
mm,
akasema even if he's killed,
mm,
Even if Masinde Muliro was killed,
mm,
mkiniambia he has been, if you want to carry a postmortem on him,
mm,
I'm ready to cooperate,
mm,
on one condition,
mm,
your postmortem he produced the killer,
mm,
you know, just a postmortem doesn't say aliyekewa poison,
mm,
but it doesn't tell who placed that poison.
Okay Pollen, na ku interject.
Okay.
How did Masinde Muliro die? Because mina juaga,
mm,
alikufa kwa airport.
Yeah.
That's the only story I know.
Mm-hmm.
So, alikuwa tayari asha shuka. Alikufa akirudi Kenya, sindio?
Mm-hmm.
So, alikuwa ameshuka tayari ama alikufa ndani ya ndege? Like, what happened?
Masinde Muliro,
mm,
wakati multi-party likuja,
mm,
if elections were to be held,
mm,
na Ford iwe chama moja,
yes,
without splitting,
mm,
ingechukua,
mm,
mm, it's just like three people,
mm,
KANU had 40%,
yes,
just yani kihesabu tu, sisemi ni exact,
mm, mm,
and then Ford had 60,
yes,
percent
in ile Ford original,
mm, kura ikipigwa nani atachaguliwa?
Yeah, Ford.
So the government, the system,
mm,
iliwagonganisha,
mm,
ili wagawanye,
mm,
so that Ford Asili,
mm,
ikuwe na 30,
mm,
Ford Kenya 30,
yes,
KANU iwe na 40,
mm,
who takes over?
KANU.
KANU. Mm. So wakati nani ali notice hiyo Masinde Muliro alijitolea kuunganisha the two Fords ziwe pamoja.
Okay, okay.
And then Wajakoya, Inspector Wajakoya, you call him who?
Wajakoya, yes, yes.
Yeah, he's a professor now. Yeah, ye ni wakati wetu alikuwa form 6 inspector kama mimi.
Yes.
Wajakoya alipigia nani simu Masinde Muliro. Now, I don't know why Wajakoya doesn't like talking about it.
Yes.
Anasemaga he will talk one day. So let me not tell like why, because he doesn't tell.
Yeah.
But Wajakoya alimpigia simu
akamwambia
akamwambia anataka kumuona urgently. Because Wajakoya had a tape. I tape ya nini? Walikuwa wamesikiza kwa nini? Kwa you know there is
ushaitwambia walikuwa Wajakoya alikuwa mtu wa kusikiza.
Sasa zile alienda kusikia hiyo. They had to kill him. Before he lands back. So wakati ndege ilikuwa hewani. Either drink or food iliyekewa something na ka consume. Then that thing provoked a heart attack.
Yeah. Okay.
Na akakufa upon landing. So ndio I also tend to understand with the Ogola son. Wakati anasema they didn't want that whatever because some things can open up more wounds than crossing.
Yes.
Vile nimetoka kusema saa hii the widow wanani alisema if you can find, if through your nini you can find the killer,
yes,
then I'm ready. But sio kuniambia he was killed this and this and you are unable to find the killer. The other person I tend to understand and appreciate is Dr. Oburu. Oburu Odinga. Oburu Odinga told the son of Ogola,
yes,
that so many Luos have been politically assassinated.
Yes.
So kindly understand
our reservations. Yes.
So I think he was right. And because as I said when we started this thing, that a majority of those people who have been politically assassinated in Kenya are from the Luo tribe. So I think Bur was okay by saying understand that so many Luos have died because of political assassinations. So I understand both. I understand the son and I understand the Dr. Oburu, yeah.
Afunachike Masinde, he was not young. He was he died at 70, yeah?
Dr. Masinde?
Yes, yes.
Yeah, he died when he was very old, yeah.
Oh, he was at 70. No, not very old, but he was... Okay, because...
Me, I'm 63, so...
That's why I'm saying not very old.
7 years older than what I am.
So, what did they expect? They expected that, so now, not even what did they expect...
Ogola.
Wajakoya specifically, yeah? Go back to Wajakoya. We'll come back to Ogola.
Okay.
What did Wajakoya, how did he try to communicate? If Nani was outside the country.
Wajakoya was out of the country.
Even Wajakoya by that time was out of the country.
Yeah. Wajakoya was out of the country and he had a tape. He had a tape. So he
tried to warn Masinde.
He told Masinde, whatever you're trying to do is good. Please... make sure the Ford is united so that when Ford takes over, then the killers of
Ohuko, and because Ohuko was still very fresh. Ohuko was like 2 years.
It was because Wajakoya had recorded, I'm getting old, Wajakoya had recorded Biwot telling Moi. Moi was telling Biwot, unaona vile, vile umenifanya. Because if Biwot would not have killed Ouko, then Moi would not have been in a shaky manner. So he was telling him, unaona ile kitu umenifanyia. And then Ouko akasema, no, Biwot akasema, I have killed all the witnesses. Sasa huyo ndiye akachukua hiyo tape akasema, when Ford takes over, so that was hiyo itakuwa evidence number one. And then somebody was sent from Nairobi to follow nani?
Masinde.
And try and find out. Ni nini hii nasemekana niko na? niko na kitu kubwa ambayo ita shake serikali.
Mm.
And if it is something that can shake serikali, make sure that he does not come back.
Mm.
So that is when, ukiwa kwa airport, by the way, the other day ulikuwa majuu. Mm.
Mm. Mm.
Na ujalete tuwa, unaongea Kiswahili tu kawaida. So,
yeah, yeah.
Akaambiwa, when when he was coming back, he sensed that whatever Nani has will bring down the government. So he introduced himself to this lady who was who serves food in the nini. Akasema, unaona ndege kiti namba huyo mtu, whatever he orders mweke hii. Yeah, that is it was to provoke
heart attack
after a certain period. Unajua kama
if and it's immediate,
yes. We didn't have technology we have today. Even if we had the technology, so zingine, if the serikali cannot investigate itself.
Yeah, itself, yes.
So he was, yeah.
Oh, okay. Wow. But hizo siku, like Moi never used to joke around, huh?
Hey, huyo mtu anabani kwa hell.
Okay. Nanine, so according to wewe, hii mambo ya Ogola, it's a closed case. You don't see any...
To me,
mm.
of course, I wasn't there, but mine is kudadisi. Waswahili anasema kudadisi. And yes. I want to share it with our viewers why I came to that conclusion. Let us start with Bomas. Bomas, Ogola alisukumiwa. Bomas, the National Security and Advisory Committee knew that hii kitu imeenda. And Kiboshi sent Ogola. And Ogola even had some SMS where he was telling Kiboshi, I don't see what I'm doing here. He was being told, stay there until you are ordered otherwise. So that is how Ogola was set up. Now, when Kiboshi was retiring, there were only two people who were fit to take over from Kiboshi.
Yes.
That was Badi. Badi and Ogola. Now, Badi was to take over or Ogola. But you see, before Nani retired, before Kiboshi retired, Badi was handing over Nairobi Metropolitan Service to Sakaja. He was handing over Metropolitan, and he became so sycophantic. Sasa anaanza kwa, you know, when Badi was talking, akirudisha Nairobi Metropolitan Service to Sakaja, he was not praising Sakaja, he was praising Ruto. Psychophantic, anafanya namna hiyo. That is one thing. Ikatendeka hivyo. And, and you see bendera hii ya ku... bendera inafuataka upepo, sio? So if bendera ya kugeuka haraka, inaka upepo kadogo, then it means that kakigeuka tena kidogo, anaweza geuka haraka. I hope you can read between the lines.
Yeah, yes.
And on the other hand, Ogola was called by Ruto. You know, Ruto is a hands-on man. He's a hands-on man.
yeah.
So, alimuita. What we can say, interview, sio?
Yes.
Kamuuliza, can you justify what you did? Ogola akamuonyesha ma SMS akafanya. But akaambia Ruto, things are three. Yeah. You can court-martial me. Because basically that was trying to overthrow the government. You can court-martial me. I have no excuse. You can retire me.
Yeah.
Or you can appoint me CDF. Whatever decision you make, I'm comfortable. But all that I was doing, I was following the instructions of the commander-in-chief. Do you know what that means?
Yeah, the president.
He follows the...
Yeah, oh, okay.
He's not like huyo mwingine anageuka na baridi. Anasema so long as the commander huyo ame pledge loyalty bio sijui nini. Lakini huyo anasema he gave the impression that so long as the commander in chief has told me, I do that. Now, who was the commander in chief of that time?
Uhuru.
And who is the commander in chief right now?
Ruto.
Yeah. Mm. So hapo ndio akasema. That is when Ruto made a decision that he was to be. Then what happened? You know, Gola had this characteristic of hakuwa anataka madoido or anything.
Yeah.
When ako shago, he could just, apart from one or two bodyguards,
yes,
but he would just walk. Yadi akio shago is not the general.
Ye
ni mtu ya jodala.
Jodala.
So, people were shocked. One time when village yote ilizungukwa. Ilizungukwa na nobody was going near Ogola's place. But later the villagers came to realize that the president was around. So that security was... What I'm trying to say here is that, first of all, I'm saying he had already given the impression that whatever the commander-in-chief says, I follow. Sio kama kale ka bendera kengine ka upepo kana pigwa tu kidogo kamegeuka. And you see it was the turn of the Air Force. I follow what the commander-in-chief
says.
Every commander-in-chief, but especially Ruto, that would be music to any commander-in-chief, isn't it?
Yes, yes.
So, that is one point, isn't it? Point number two, he went to Ogola's home. So they became friends, they became kitu kimoja. Unaona sasa, until people are chased, watu wanashindwa, hii boma tunaingiaka vile tunataka na nini, mbona leo... No, the president was around. And the day the president went there unannounced, it's only the family knew. He requested the president to come for two functions. One, to open a church. And two, that they are the father. So you see, they were now close. But what people don't know is that who was the Navy commander? Mutai. Mutai. Mutai is what?
Mutai? What do you mean by his what?
Kalenjin.
Yes, yes.
So, Nani was to be there for... You know, Mutai was a major general.
Yes.
Isn't it? Mutai was a major general. Now, the Kanyariri was to deputize who? Was to deputize Ogola. Isn't it? When Kanyariri is deputizing Ogola... Kanyariri atafikisha. You see, there is the Toje rules. It means that Ogola could not stay for 4 years when Kanyariri is there. Kanyariri being a Navy man, after 2 years, Kanyariri would have retired because that is 52, 54. You get it? So, Kanyariri ameangukia kwa jili. Before just... This thing, we had it in Nigeria. Ambapo the president died, Abacha. And then the general who was to take over was the last person who was seen with Abacha. There was a general, Abdusarman, a Muslim.
Yeah.
He was retiring on that day. Now, the other general, who would have been the president if the president died, was with the president at night. Now, he left, wakaachana na president, kitu kama midnight. Asubuhi president amekufa. So other generals walisema, iyo kukaa na yeye mpaka mwisho hiyo. Don't you think he may have...
Yeah, wendoling. So that he takes over.
Yeah. So so that he takes over. Wakamwambia, no, we can't allow you. There is suspicion that maybe you are responsible for... Watu wanadanganyaga ati Abacha died between two ladies. No, he just alikufa kwa usingizi yake. Sasa ndio wakasema, huyu ambaye alitoka hapa midnight. And then in the morning tunaenda kuamsha president wakuta hayuko. Na he is the second most. So tuchukua huyu general ambaye anaenda retire. Akuwe president. So that is also what happened here. I want to imagine that is what was planned. Ogola akai 4 years.
He'd have turned what?
Si ana retire.
Oh, I'll gonna retire after
na,
4 years.
Okay. Na Kanyariri retires after 2 years.
Oh, okay.
So no na nini Ogola four stars, isn't it?
Yes.
Kanyariri 3 stars.
Mm.
Then after 2 years, Kanyariri retires.
Mm.
Isn't it?
Mm.
Then when he retires, a Navy 1 star. No. As a Navy 2-star,
yes,
is promoted to be 3-star.
Mm.
Who is Mutai?
Okay.
Mutai is what tribe?
Kalenjin.
Yeah. So Mutai gets it after 2 years.
Okay, let's go by years. Mm. So Ogala was supposed to retire in 2026, because Aligia 2022. So
yeah.
And then Kanyariri would take from 2026 to 2028.
No, no, no.
Mm.
Iko hivi,
mm.
A general retires at 60.
Yes.
A lieutenant general retires at 58.
Oh, okay.
A major general. Sasa, unaona, this is 2024.
Mm.
Ingefika 2025,
mm.
Kanyariri would be 58.
Okay.
Isn't it? Mm. So he would go.
Oh, okay. So the path would have been clear for Mutai.
So Mutai would be made a 3-star general.
Yeah. And Mutai is how old?
He's younger than them, because there is 54, 58, whatever, isn't it? Let us just work on that approximate, isn't it?
Okay.
So, after two years, Kanyariri retires.
Yes.
Because, I'm talking of out of head, but if Lieutenant General retires at 58, isn't it?
Yes.
You get it? Kanyariri would have reached 58 before Ogola reaches 60.
Mm-hmm.
So Kanyariri goes first.
Mm.
And then they look for a Navy person to be there.
Navy persons want to retire how old?
Major General, 2-star. Yes.
Want to retire how old? Now, Napa, Kanyariri was born in 68. That means 68. He would have turned 60 end of 2028.
Mm. Mm. Okay, you should even ask how long. But anyway, let me, okay. As you Google.
Yes.
I'm saying this. Kanyariri reaches retirement age. Ebu Google how old does a lieutenant general retire, isn't it? Now Kanyariri reaches a stage, he retires. Isn't it? Before Ogola retires, isn't
yes,
it?
Yes.
Then Kanyariri's position is taken by a Navy General.
Oh, okay.
A Navy Major General. Mm. And who is the Navy Major General?
Mutai.
And what tribe is Mutai?
Okay, Kalenjin.
You get it?
Mm.
Then Mutai becomes a lieutenant general for 1 year. Mm. Then Ogola retires.
Mm.
So none of yesabu vile lipiwa.
Then sasa ya ingia.
Godaka, yeka vingida. Sio. But you see, what Ruto did, akachukua major tribes akawapatia. Because ukiangalia the head of the military now, is a Kikuyu Kanyari resident. The head of Navy is a Luo. Utakuja ukute the 5 major tribes as a Zime. Lakini his calculation would have been Ogola nini Kanyari retire. And you see, ata yenda givo. Nendaga, you serve, let's say, 3 years or 58 years.
Okay.
Now, whichever comes first, they use the word whichever comes first.
Mm.
So he may. Kanyariri may not have reached that retirement age, but he would have served the 3 years we're supposed to be.
Yes.
So
yes.
Mutai anakuja. So none of your calculation imetufanyika. Does it convince you?
Okay, okay.
And then upandi ingine, he has gone to Siaya. Amesema, I'll come for the birthday of your father 100 years. So, if you... that argument, that reasoning tends to convince me that... I want to say this, I've sent you the picture of the president's jet, that white one. We have a problem with the Air Force. Yeah. Tuna, ni kama sasa sisi, unangoja watu wanakutu. We are not buying new
planes.
Tunangoja tu inchi zingine mtumba badala itupwe tunaletewa. Badala mtumba itupwe tunaletewa. Our Air Force imeua watu wengi, and maybe the killing of the general would assist us to question ourselves about ndege za jeshi. You see, ndege za jeshi are not like these other things ambapo tender is open or anything.
Yes.
But then, even as late as the other time, unakuta watu wana mandege za Air Force zimeanguka nyingi sana. Ndege zilianza kuanguka, there was a with somebody who used to be a provincial commissioner. You can't know him. He was called Eliud Mahiu. Family, the daughter was married to a military man. Ilianguka City Stadium, ikaua watu, ikaua hata your family ya Mahiu, provincial commissioner. So we have been having
but
that
City Stadium kukuwa na watu hiyo time ama liangukia watu?
Kuna watu walikufa kwa nini? Kwa ground, lakini wale walikuwa ndani ya ndege ndio walikufa wengi.
Kwa so ground walikuwa wanafanya play.
No, si ndege ikianguka na wewe baby unatembea.
Kwa ground, okay. Okay.
So utakuja upate we have been having that problem with the planes even as recent as 1 or 2 years before. But I remember even one time, I think 1979. Kuna ndege imeanguka Uhuru Park. Kuna ndege imeanguka Uhuru Park ya Air Force and whatever.
1979.
Okay. I think it was Madaraka Day, 1979. Ukigoogle uangalie Kenya Air Force plane falling at Uhuru Park.
Was there a celebration that time, no?
Yeah, Madaraka Day.
Yeah. Na ilikuwa hapo? Ilikuwa hapo
no, ndio vile wanafanya fly past. Ikaanguka and then people started saying that ndege imekuja imeua Jomo Kenyatta. So not 1979. I think but okay, Google nini?
Yeah, 75
yeah, 1975.
First June.
So umeona Madaraka Day.
Yes, Madaraka Day. Yes.
My head top, my desktop computer sio mbaya. So you find we have been having those problems since 1975. Angalia presidential plane. The president has 3 planes similar to the but then recently when the Uhuru was going to which other country na akageuka njiani. Okay, we have had rumors and whatever, but one of the reason maybe wakati alikuwa na fly maybe it developed nini mechanical problems.
Yes
na utaona Ruto alikuwa anaenda wapi? America. He has planes, Air Force planes. He doesn't use them. And then there is a question about why did Ogola himself go to the ground?
It was a very junior thing.
Yeah, I have 2 answers. The first answer is that we had an operation. I've even sent you nini a picture of an operation called Lotr. I was there.
Yes,
it happened in 1984. You see, squeezy chief of defense forces ni kamutu kadogo. We had chief of defense forces who were very big. Imagine Mulinge was a CGS since 1972 for 16 years.
Yes,
16 years. Sai Atonje wanafaa 4 years. And then when he retired, there was General Mahmoud who was going on retire.
Yes.
But he ended up being the chief of general staff for 12 years. Those were the chief of walikuwa nakaa huko mpaka you join the army and retire and leave the same person. Nowadays wanaenda after 4 years. And when we had that Lotr operation, Mulinge was there. I saw Mulinge. I saw Nkaisere. Nkaisere, the one who became, and there is somebody called Simiyu Werunga. Simiyu Werunga is always on TV. A very thin person. He's a security expert.
Yeah.
So that was an operation.
Yeah.
Killing people, and the general was there. But when you find, and those were the years when being a general was being a general. But Ogola's time, I can give the second example. You see, people are even complaining about Magoha going to the slum. You see, Magoha going to the slum, he has a lot of security. He has a lot of. So people are wondering, Bona, an education officer, he had a slum, achukua mtoto apeleke shule. So these are hands on people. And then you find that this place where Ogola died,
yes,
there was no security operation, there was nothing. It is only that during Kiboshi time, the National Security Committee said that walianzisha hii inaitwa Operation Leader Inji. And the Operation Leader Inji was to make sure that you don't just go there na unapiga watu marisasi na unatoka. They wanted to build schools there. And when they wanted to build schools, there are three things they wanted to build. First of all, they built the school there.
Yes.
After building the school, they would build facilities for both the, you know, how are these people, unakuta ngombe iko hapa leo, then the following day ngombe iko huko Kino, and then the other day iko Limuru, something like that. So they wanted to boarding facilities for students and teachers, staff quarters there, so that parents you can move here, but kids are there. So they did not, during my time they constructed schools. I can mention some of them. Marich Pass, whatever. Kanyanga, Ren, they built schools, but they did not give them facilities for people to stay. So they just stayed those houses. But during this recent time, they felt that they should have boarding facilities for the students and teachers' quarters.
Mm.
But third, they also wanted to build police camp there.
Yes.
Such that you place their teachers, you place their students, these katrasras will come and kill them.
Mm.
So he was inspecting those things.
Mm.
And you see, the place I'm talking about, where Mulinge was, is where we used to walk with the guns all the time. But when the place where my firstborn was born, Nani Cheptulel, yeah, Nani died at a place called Cheptulel, Ogola.
Mm.
Cheptulel, my firstborn boy, my firstborn child, was born in Ortum. Ortum is just the same place. It is, okay, uku inaonekana ni mbali, but in the area that is in one sub-county, it is in one sub-county. Now, what happened was he left a place called Kainuk. Kainuk is the boundary between Turkana and Pokot. Now, Turkanas are to the north of the Pokot. And then he came past Sigor, Lomut. Those are the places I know.
Yeah.
And those are hilly places and whatever. So it is like somebody talking about Nairobi. He talks about Bama. He talks about City Stadium. He talks about whatever. You just see that place. So Ogola's, that was up. I've tried to cover it. I've tried to give that theory of Mutai being meant for that. But that Mutai has been overtaken by event. I've given the example of going to Oshago. Even the day he was buried is the day he was supposed to. The president was supposed to go back and open the church that he himself constructed using his money. Ruto was to go there and cut the cake for the 100th birthday of his father. They had become close and whatever. And then if you look at the terrain of those places, I was in, that place is called, the constituency is now called Pokot Central.
Yes.
I was in charge of Pokot Central Intelligence in 1985, 86, 87. And in 1992, I was the deputy boss of intelligence in Elgeyo Marakwet. And Cheptulel is at the border, a place called Lelang. I can talk the whole day.
Yeah.
So it is something that we are, it's just like, what do you call, there is a place in where I come from, a place called Kabrengu. And also there's a place in Karatina called Kangosho. Now, when you hear about those places, Avieko has fallen. You say, Kwanza ta imeka 8 days because accidents happened there after 3 days. So they can make it. I can only say that the aeroplanes are old. The terrain is whatever and whatever. So it is something that it is not an assassination. But Dr. Buru was right. He said so many Luos have been killed in an assassination.
Yeah.
So we understand. I also understand what he meant and appreciate.
Okay. And kuna something that we mentioned, but we didn't get deep into it.
Yeah.
The 1969 oath.
1969 oath, yeah.
Yes, yes. Because a few days ago I saw Martha Karua talked about it, that she heard about it when she was in school.
Yeah.
So can we, let's start with the Kisumu massacre.
Yeah.
Why did it happen? And then come to the 1969 oath and why it's important.
Kisumu massacre? Mm. 1969, two prominent Luos died.
Okay. Mboya, Kothek.
I think Kothek died first.
Okay.
Then Mboya later.
Mm-hmm. Let me check the dates. Okay. Okay.
And if there is any mistake, that you see, sisi Waluya, tumegawanyika.
Yes.
Maragoli, Bukusu,
mm.
isn't
mm.
it?
Yes.
Luos were the same.
Mm.
Luos were the same. There were those Luos from South Nyanza. Mm. They were associating themselves with Tomboya. There are those Luos from Central Nyanza. They were associating themselves with Jaramogi.
Yeah.
And then I think the decision to kill Luos in 1969 was unwise. Mm. Because on one part, it led Luos to be under one person. And it is still there up to today.
Yes.
Because that is the time when South Nyanza did not have a person. Mm. Then they went to this Central Nyanza person. It was Adonijah.
Yes.
Abednego. Mm.
Mm.
They joined there. Yeah. So if those people who killed him, who killed the Luos that 1969, if they would have known, unajua tunasemaga ningejua.
Yes.
Wangejua hawange waua. So, and then you see, Abednego, Adonijah, was spending more time attacking
Tomboya. The government. Oh.
Tomboya. Now, Tomboya was spending time attacking
Abednego. Yes.
So they were keeping each other. Busy. But now they were joined together and other tribes were following them.
Mm.
So the Kikuyus felt that the Nini would be threatened.
Their power. So
and then the Kikuyu themselves were also not united because there was also the oath.
Mm.
They used to call it tea.
Yes.
They used to call it twende tukunywe chai.
Mm.
You see, ukiona chai ya sturungi, na ile miti shamba, roots zikichamba. You see, they look alike, isn't it?
Mm.
So that is why it was used to be called they are going to take tea. But mostly it was, they used to say that there's no odhamaki.
Mm. Ufalme. Yeah, nakonga odhamaki ne wito. Dhamaki ne shia. Like, the kingdom is ours, the fish is theirs.
Mm. Mm. So they were saying that it cannot even cross a river Chania and go to the north, meaning Nyeri or something.
Mm.
So these other people, Kikuyus especially on this lower side of River Chania, they would be collected up.
So River Chania is where? Can we use names of
places? There are two
places?
Rivers. There are two rivers called Chania.
Mm.
But then the one in Thika is what they were referring to. There is a river called Wasonyiro.
Yes, yes.
There are two, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah.
So Chania are also two. But they were talking of this Chania, which is in Thika.
Mm.
So they were saying that the president cannot be from the other side of Chania.
Okay, okay, okay. So, because just like you said, yes, Kothek died earlier. So Kothek died on 29th January, 1969.
Mm.
Then Mboya died on 5th July, 1969.
Mm.
Then the Kisumu massacre happened 3 months later, 25th of October, 1969. So
what happened?
Mm.
The whole thing was taking place because of those to protect Udhamaki.
Yes,
and Kisumu massacre.
Mm.
I think I blame two people.
Mm.
I blame 60%. I blame Jomo Kenyatta.
Yes,
and 40% I blame Jaramogi.
Mm. Mm.
Kenyatta was visiting Kakamega and he said he was going to Kisumu to open the hospital.
Yes.
You see, that hospital was not even supposed to go there because Jaramogi used to do a lot of things with the help from Russia.
Mm. That's why it's called Russia. Too.
Yeah.
Mm.
So he said that they organized. Mm. The plan was the hospital. Jomo Kenyatta wanted to go and open the hospital.
Mm.
And he would have overshadowed Jaramogi.
Mm.
So he was told at Kakamega, repeatedly, he was told that don't go to Kisumu because it is unsafe.
Mm.
And he asked, is Kisumu in Kenya or not in Kenya? Then when they was told it is in Kenya, so they went to he went to Kisumu.
Yeah.
And when we went to Kisumu, Nani Jaramogi made a mistake because, you know, Kisumu was his stronghold. But then he started answering the president openly. Huyu anarusha maneno. And you can even see, in many cases, the person who has the sword, like recently, Uhuru was talking and his deputy was there. So Uhuru would say, eh, watu wanasema, hasla, atawale. Na Ruto is there. Ruto cannot start up and say, could not, you see, because he's the president. But people are seated there. So we are narusha maneno. We are narusha in
Yeah, yeah.
So and being in his place, they surrounded Jomo. I mean, that is what people don't remember. They surrounded Jomo Kenyatta. And when they surrounded Jomo Kenyatta, I've done VIP protection. I also saw it recently during a Trump vacation.
Yes, yes.
I liked the lady. You know, the lady was the commander.
She
she was the commander of that, taking Nani. So it was to take the president out of that place. And I can tell you, people, let me not. What are you doing? They don't care. Wanazunguka tu wanakaa hapo wanasema iko nini. So ikafunguliwa na risasi.
So
up to today it has never been documented how many people died.
Sisi ni watu waiko nana. Okay. Because I hear it's never been documented. Yeah. So what do you mean that people surrounded? Because I remember the confrontation on stage. So confrontation sinilele. Jaramogi, eh! See, that's the come on, my. It was that that point.
Anasema paka anasema unajua wewe Jaramogi, kama wewe haungekuwa rafiki yangu ningekuwa nimeweka wewe ndani kabisa. Wewe utaweza weka mimi kweli? Okay, there are those words.
Oh, so nani was daring him. Unaweza.
Sio kama uko na nguvu niweke hata saa hii ndani. Plus there are others we cannot comment on camera.
Yes.
Abusive language.
So now what happens? This why did they start shooting people? What did people do?
Depending on who's talking. Because even if you follow the Jaramogi wing,
yes,
you see it reached a time when these people now wanted
to leave.
Yeah, to evacuate the president.
Mm.
But you are evacuating and people are there. They don't want to get out of the road.
Oh, okay.
But the other ones also were trying to say that stones started coming. But then even if stones did come, when you try to evacuate the president, imagine Trump is a former president.
Yeah.
If somebody was on... Actually, the person who shot him, he was killed.
Yeah, yeah. Yes,
so,
yes.
That is how VIP protection is, yeah.
So, the old thing happens before or after the massacre?
After Russia Hospital.
After Russia Hospital. Happens like how many months later?
I can't tell.
But now that's when it was discussed that power... So, was power supposed to go anywhere but Luo, Nyanza, or it was never just supposed to leave Central? What was the...
Not even Central, because it was not even supposed to cross River Chania.
Yes.
It was just to be within Kiambu.
Mm.
But you know, Uhuru Muigai may not be a Kikuyu.
What do you mean by that?
He may not be a Kikuyu.
Why? He looks like his dad. So that one you can never you can never make us question. The only thing... Yes.
Okay. Can I reframe my thing? Jomo Kenyatta may not have been a Kikuyu.
Oh, I think you once mentioned that.
Yeah.
You talked about him. Okay. Give that story again. I remember you mentioned that before.
Jomo Kenyatta, me, I can count my ancestors up to 7. I am Huatenge. My father was Lando. My grandfather was Huatenge. Huatenge was son of Masi. Masi son of Kalwero. Kalwero is son of Changa. Nimeruka moja. Nimeruka moja. I'm reaching 6 instead of 7.
Ah, which is still a lot.
Yeah, that is what I'm saying. That if you are to approach Uhuru to mention even 4, you can't. And if you meet people from Gatundu, they'll tell you that. In fact, when Jomo Kenyatta left detention, si kuna watu walihamishwa, wali forced nini? Shamba inanyakuliwa na wakua forced kunini. And when you go, you know, Kikuyus have these things called mbare.
Yes.
Mbare ya marigo, mbare ya kaja. Ukienda ulize, utambio ni mbare fulani because he stayed among those people. But then if you find people like Obama.
Yes.
You know Obama, the American president, he can trace more of his Luo ancestors than Uhuru can trace.
Okay.
So the people, in fact, some Ugandans have even said that he may have even come from Uganda. Kalenjins are even saying Jomo Kenyatta may have been a Kalenjin. But if you go to Gatundu right now, and I'm sure we have people watching from Gatundu, they'll comment on the comment section. They'll tell you that if you start counting the ancestors, Uhuru cannot account reach 5.
Oh, okay, okay. So who was Kikuyu? The mother is the one who's Kikuyu, who moves to Kikuyuland, or
no?
Or how does
it is so confusing? How do
they end up being in Kikuyu?
There is this person. No, Jomo Kenyatta's mother was a Maasai. That's why she was called Nyokafi. Nyokafi in Kikuyu means it means a Maasai lady.
Okay.
She was a Maasai lady, and they say that there's a time when people Kikuyus went and fought people in what do you call
Maasai land,
Narok. When the people fought them in Narok, they came with girls. You know, unaenda unashika ngombe unashika wasichana, so they brought girls, and then the girl was married by Moigai, and then you ask Moigai, when mutu wa nani, maneno inaenda hivi. When Kaisere died, there is Captain Moigai who was saying, hiyo vitu, let us bury Kaisere. I love hiyo vitu, tutafuata, tutaenda Narok, tuende tu. So they talk on wanafika pali wananyamazisha.
Oh, okay, okay. Oh, okay, that's interesting, man. Yeah, I guess we're going to we're going to leave on that note. Asante sana Huatenge, kama kawaida. Tunashukuru kabisa. Yeah, people can still find you, of course, online.
Yeah.
On your channel. Alafu kuna tutauliza kitabu imefika wapi? Any updates?
I'm typing naendelea. Only that people have forgotten my pay bill number. Because hata nikileta statement. It is sincere. Unakuja unakuta mtu after a week pay bill imekuletea 200 something like that. So at but kitabu inaendelea. I've met somebody who's reading through the manuscript. But you see, for somebody to read, baadaye atakinirudishia manuscript. He
has the information.
No. Yeah, not only the information, he would expect nimpe kitu. So I would request people to remember the pay bill.
Okay. Watafanya hivyo. Yeah, so sasa, we'll finish it on that note. Episode imekuwa ni 334. Kama kawaida, vile usisemaga, like, subscribe, hit the notification button, tell a friend. Tukimalizia 334, tukisema eko nene.
Na itakuwa nene.